Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And Craig.
Hiya!
Oh, that never gets old. Craig's not here again. He's still in the bloody jungle, isn't he?
I haven't seen any more of it. I wonder how much more he's been on
TV. He's actually been on telly as well, and he said he didn't want to, and he said he wouldn't be, but he was on fucking telly.
And he definitely didn't say on WhatsApp today that he was basically a television personality.
He did say that, and I wasn't sure whether he said it as a joke or not.
But I'm assuming he was being sarcastic, but now...
No, you never know with Craig. You never know.
No.
But he wasn't Coach Trip.
Maybe if he just ironically says it enough, it's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe, maybe. But yes, we are here. We're back to talk you through this week's FPL, fantasy football. We're going to go through some scores. We're going to go through who you should have had, who you didn't have, high scorers, people that were awarded some points.
Big points, yeah.
Some big points. And
the winners.
You know, the winners. The winners and the losers, you know, and then maybe we'll ponder who might win the trophy at the end of the season. So we'll leave you with that. But yeah, so let's go. Game week 13, we had a big international break, which was rubbish. Everyone hated it. We've moved on.
Is this the first episode back since the international
break?
Yeah, what a load of shit. I didn't actually. This was the first time.
Were you busy in between the last lot of football and the did anything big happen or anything? No,
I can't remember.
Anything big happen? Scratch the chin.
Any events?
No. Any events? I don't know. It does seem like there's a bit of an elephant in the room, in the function room, in the big function.
Elephant in the function room.
Elephant in the function room at Old Trafford or something. But I don't know. We'll see.
The people who are looking to qualify for the big tournament at the end of the year, played in a series of international bullshit games.
Yeah.
So this is the first time I've not watched any of it.
Okay.
Did you watch any of the friendlies or any of the games?
No.
It's got so boring.
Has it?
Yeah. I was like, we played Spain, didn't we, in a friendly?
Yes, I completely forgot about that. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not doing it. I've officially given up. And didn't they say, I think it was just before the Spain game, I was thinking about it. I was thinking I might watch it. And I think they said in the newspaper that they were going to give Southgate the job after the game.
I was going to say Southgate a run around, give him like 20 minutes, just see if he's still up for it.
Yeah.
Don't have him on penalties though. Yeah.
And so I gave up. I'm officially out. So I don't even know if he got the job or not. Do you?
Yeah, I think he's been officially offered the job.
Oh, says he?
I think so, yeah. I think that's what it said in the paper. But yeah, I mean, I couldn't care less about international breaks. It just ruins fantasy football for everyone, doesn't it? Let's be honest. You know, and we're here to talk about the FPL. So let's talk about game week 13, Ash. The first game was the mighty Arsenal and Man United. Draw, 1-1.
Doesn't really help anybody, does it?
Doesn't help anyone, no. I mean, Giroud on the score sheet again, definitely worth getting. I've brought him in already this season.
Really?
This season, this award, this 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 game week, I've already brought him in. It is Tuesday, and I've already brought him in, the lad.
But you didn't have him previously?
No, but I had to get rid. I've done a double transfer. Sanchez out.
Got rid.
Get rid. I took your advice the other week. Get rid. I got rid of Sanchez and I got rid of Benteke at fucking last because he's useless. And I brought in Coutinho.
Yep.
And your man Giroud, the gorgeous Giroud, because Arsenal got a great run coming up. But yeah, 1-1 with United. Not great. Ibrahimovic was suspended, as we pointed out on the last pod.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He was suspended. So obviously, a lot of people had to do something, pop him on the bench or whatever. Yeah, I wasn't overly happy with that.
I don't think it really helps anybody, does it?
No.
Doesn't help anybody playing fantasy football.
I mean, away to United is always, or what has always been, such a tough fixture. But I think now, you know, with the way we have been playing, yeah, I fancied us to win there.
What about Mata?
Yeah.
He used to be, a couple of years ago, I thought he was one of the best players in the Premiership.
Yeah.
Now I'm not sure, and they've got so many good players, but he's still the only one.
Well, he was in the game week 12 team of the week. He did score United's goal. He was playing up front.
Was he?
They've played three up front. I looked at the formation, yeah.
Oh, okay,
what I saw was, you know, incorrect or slightly out of, you know, position or whatever. But yeah, it looked like they played a flat three up front with Mata. What's his tits? We need Craig, don't we? Martial.
Yeah, that's right.
And Rashford, I think.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Rushton. Yeah.
Rushton, what's his tits and matter?
Yeah, and them three lads.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I watched the game, but it was so long ago, I can't even remember what happened.
Well, no, this wasn't. This was like 4 days ago.
That is a long time.
It is a long time.
That is mental that we wait till Tuesday to record
exactly,
this.
Yeah.
May as well be a different century.
Exactly.
Not to exaggerate.
Yeah.
So then...
The other Manchester team...
Manchester!
Manchester! Yeah, weird Manchester, isn't it? Because obviously Man United play at Old Trafford, yeah. So weird, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. They do have loads of things there, like big
They do hold ceremonies and things like that, so yeah. I'm surprised they... Yeah. Hopefully they cleared up.
Yeah, because I've been to Old Trafford, but I've never... seen Old Trafford? I've never seen Man United play.
No. I too have been to Old Trafford. Yeah, quite recently I went to Old Trafford. Didn't see him play though.
Oh no.
Weird.
Very weird. Wow.
Anyway, the other Manchester team, City played. Was it a narrow win for City? It was 2-1. They beat Palace. Palace are shit at home. Palace are shit away. I think they're just terrible. But yeah, it was only 2-1 and both goals coming from blasts from the motherfucking past. Yaya Touré.
Yaya, the birthday cake Touré. The birthday bandit has returned.
The birthday bandit, yeah. Incredible. I mean, who's got Yaya Touré in their team?
Some lunatic from week one who hasn't touched their team.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah. And there's probably a few people out there who've still got the captain's armband. Although I did say that on Twitter, you know, so all these lunatics that get loads of points because they... But then someone pointed out that, I mean, if they hadn't touched their team since 2013, maybe they'd have Yaya Touré. he has not been the talk of the town for quite a while.
No, in fact, he was the talk of definitely getting fired at the start of the season.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, but he had a barnstormer. 15 points. Highest scorer this week. Fact.
Statistic.
Statistic.
What, 54 bonus points scored.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, incredible. Yaya Touré. So he actually chose him over Gundogan. Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. But Hacksaw Jim Duggan's well cheap as well.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But he's been my tip, like, a lot of weeks. Yeah. I can, like, get him in. But, yeah, Yaya, I believe, shoot me down in flames if I'm wrong, that, he played for him, instead of him. Incredible. Everton 1, Swansea 1. Not much to write home about there. Seamus Coleman scored. Oh, yeah, he got that late goal. I did see this one. And Gilfy scored the old penalty, didn't he? Old Sigurdsson.
Classic Sigurdsson.
Classic FPL pick Sigurdsson. Is he still in your team, Ash?
He's not, and neither's Coleman, but I did think that might be a pick.
Yes.
But then classic Everton, the whole team gets yellow cards, so who knows?
Yeah, I know. That's the problem with Baines and Jagielka and the like. Yeah, always picking up a yellow, and Barkley's a fucking nightmare for you. True. Everyone was angry and up in arms about the next one. Southampton 0, Liverpool 0. Yeah, really. I mean, that looked on paper like a classic, you know, Liverpool carrying on all the scoring. Coutinho, Firmino, Mane. Mane did nearly score.
It's difficult this kind of game, though. You know, like where you turn up and it's you against your youth academy. And then it's like, is there any real stakes in a friendly?
Yeah, it is essentially, isn't it?
So...
Good point.
Yeah, what a load of shit. So I especially finally decided to bring in Firmino.
Yeah.
And I don't rate him at all. I want to. I want to love him.
Mm.
But I don't. And then they did this to me. So I've got Coutinho and Firmino.
Have you? Obviously, I've got Lallana and Coutinho. Well, brought in Coutinho this week. Lallana didn't play at all, still injured, didn't get a single minute. But luckily, my first sub, Kapu, off the bench.
Yeah.
Lovely. We'll get to that. But yeah, scored some points. 0-0. Yeah, I mean, I think Liverpool, they are going to remain relatively consistent, but I'm guessing that they're just going to have the odd dip. And I think maybe people expect a lot now from them, which, you know, they shouldn't do. Don't put too much pressure on people. Not everyone's winners.
No, can't all be top.
Can't all be top of the awards.
But sometimes, yeah, like, someone from, like, people from Anfield win something, and other people win stuff as well.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying two people are going to win the league, but sometimes stuff like that happens.
Yeah, yeah, very true.
Stoke-Bournemouth.
Stoke-Bournemouth. Just the one goal, Aki, from the back, in the team of the week. From defence, 15 points as well. Yeah. Bournemouth clean sheet as well. Decent. Just when I get rid of all my fucking Bournemouth defenders.
But still, it wouldn't... Oh, yeah, Aki. But I don't... I guess you didn't have him before.
No, I never had Aki. No.
Super good as
very,
well.
I had very clear skin as a kid. Never had acne. Aki. Sort of award-winning joke, isn't it?
Craig,
yeah.
Please come back.
Please do.
Classic. I'm sure I read a stat once that Bojan scored, or Bojan.
But he's never, we've never called him Bojan.
Oh, no, we
mention him all the time. Well, to be fair, if they say it on Match of the Day, that's probably right.
No, I was going to say the other time. Definitely.
I've
actually
only just realised that we should stop saying Kapui and say Kapu. We say Kapui or Kapu-ay.
It's Kapu-ay, isn't it?
No, it's Kapu. That's what they said on Match of the Day this week when he scored. Kapu!
Unless Kapoue is a different player, which could
be. Kapoue.
I'm sorry, I saw a statistic.
Bouillon, yeah.
Bojan.
Bohan.
Bohan.
Bruan, yeah.
Scored 1,000 goals for the Barcelona Youth Academy.
Right, okay. And that's the stat you saw there. He scored 1,000. Bohan scored 1,000 goals.
I know. Wow. That does seem impossible.
That's a stat, isn't it? That's a stat.
But he then scored 0 goals ever for the rest of his life.
Yeah, so.
And missed a penalty at the weekend. So, I don't know what's up with that.
What was the point of bringing that up, mate? I'm not going to lie to you.
Because I wondered if anybody had got him. Because he was like mega good. Then he turned up at Stoke with all these other players. Mm. And they don't do fuck all. And they missed the penalty.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Well, I mean, if you're scoring 1,000 goals for the Barcelona youth team, then you've got something about you. You've got something about you. Sunderland. Rising like the proverbial salmon, if you're playing Tom Holmes bingo this week. Sunderland 3, Hull 0. Defoe on the score sheet again. Now, we do have a question about Defoe later, but looking good, the lad.
Shit the bed. A couple of weeks ago, everyone was high on an Achebe, and I think they were right.
Oh, yes. He's the one. He's the big lad, isn't he? Oh, right. Do you know what? It was when we were on, our last episode. Yes, we did say about him. And I was like, he looked good. And he did. He looked strong. He held the ball up. He had an assist in that game. And, obviously scored 2 in this. He's, again, in the team of the week. Wow.
It's because they're doing the big man Hobbit man thing up
big
front.
Big man Hobbit man. The classic big man Hobbit man move.
Yeah, exactly.
That England did with Rooney and Crouch.
Yeah, wow. They did Skeleton Man, Shrek Man.
Skeleton Man, Shrek Man.
If they'd done Big Man, Hobbit Man, much better.
Yeah, that is good, Big Man, Hobbit Man. Watford 2, Leicester 1. Leicester.
Fuck. Beans.
Yeah. Mahrez scores the penalty, though, and the aforementioned Kapoue.
Oh, and Vardy got the assist, so people that have stuck to the Vardy Mahrez.
Yeah, I mean, if you stuck to it, it's not really paid off. But if you jumped on relatively recently, as I know a few people have, and I don't quite
Chuckers
know why.
Chuckers said he did.
Chuck did he?
Yeah, Chuckers is how
Chuckers. Chucko. Yeah, go chuck yourself. Yeah, he jumps on something, didn't he? He jumps on the Mahrez Vardy. If he still got him, then he picked up a few points, but there's definitely more out there than that. Pereira as well. Decent pick. I saw someone tweeting us saying that. But talking of Leicester, it's now time to partake in the hottest new feature in British broadcasting. It's Where's Wallers?
If you...
Don't stop me when I'm going to sing! Go on.
There we go. Sorry, I didn't... I was just... I thought people might be listening who haven't... paid the £1,000 Kickstarter.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, so if you've not joined the Kickstarter and gone for the maximum level, the £1,000 Kickstarter.
Turn your volume down just for the next 12 seconds.
Well, to be fair, maybe you should throw your iPod in the river.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, perhaps. But...
because this is a special bonus one.
Yeah. In a special feature that we like to call Where's Wallers? Where's Wallers? Where's the Wallers? He's catching up with Silvio Proto.
Silvio Proto is my favourite.
We looked at Marcin Wazalewski's Instagram, and it says there's a picture of him and Silvio Proto, and he says, "Always nice to catch a few minutes with my old friend Silvio Proto." We googled Silvio Proto, and he is a Belgian goalkeeper who currently plays for KV Usentent.
Where?
KV Usenten. And we looked at his stats on Wikipedia. And
oh my God,
for a goalkeeper, right? He scored a goal. He scored a goal when he was on loan at Germinal Beerschot. So that is some stats about him.
He is the best.
Silvio Proto. He might be the new Wallers.
Can someone
in the Premier League buy him so we can talk about him in an ironic fashion?
Can someone buy Vine? Put it back online and send us a Vine of him scoring his goal for Beerschot.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to Google that. I'm going to Google it. We'll just put it on a constant loop on our website. the next one, Ash, you've got a lot of interest in this. Spurs 3, West Ham 2.
Yeah, it's interesting that they cancelled the game this week.
Didn't happen, that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they. It was a pulse panel result. They gave it was to it? Spurs.
They gave it to them.
They were going to give it to us. But then right at the end, like right at the last minute...
Mm.
The pools panel decided they were going to fucking start sending people off for no reason. And then their Paul's panel defence letting two really soft goals.
Scummers.
I saw today in the newspaper that, much as I predicted, Bilic is headed for the chop.
Yeah.
If they don't win their next three games, which are all impossible.
Oh, yeah, we said the other week, didn't we? They look terrible. Yeah, unlucky, lads. But, you know, it's not definitely... I mean, there's, you know, it's not bad, 3-2. Didn't you say you got rid of Antonio? He scored. I seem to remember you telling me that. On Thursday, just gone, when we were doing something. I can't even remember what we were doing, actually, to be fair. But, yeah, you said...
I did get rid of him. And he scored. His 900th header of the year.
900th header of the year?
Did you see that?
Incredible. He didn't score them all for the Barcelona youth, did he? At the same time that...
Still makes him the second highest score they've got.
Well, yeah.
They showed a stat before the game.
Yeah.
That if you took all the teams in the Premier League...
And put him in every single one, he'd be able to play every position and score 45 goals a game. They actually said that.
Exactly.
What mental websites are you on? Are you on James Doncaster's website of mental fucking facts?
Me out. If you put Antonio in a list of all Premier League clubs, there must be an easy way of explaining this.
Yeah, I bet there is.
He scored an amount of headers. If he was a Premier League team, he would have scored the third amount of Premier League.
So he has scored more headers than 17 other Premier League teams.
18 more. No, 17. Amount more.
Yeah, just what I said, yeah.
But considering one of them is West Ham, one of the two ahead of him.
Yeah.
So it's West Ham, someone, then him.
Okay.
So makes sense. All of them apart from one, basically.
Okay. That was brilliant.
That was award-winning.
The phone's just gone. They said, can you bring it back? Can you give it back to us? Right. Borough, 0. Chelsea, 1.
We predicted that it'd be low scoring.
We did. But Costa scores again. Yeah, he's the most informed striker in the Premier League, therefore in FPL, in fantasy football. Is he now more important to have than Sir Sergio of Aguero? I think he is, and because you can free up some money as well.
Yeah, it's looking that way, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Tricky. But then, like we said before, you can afford both of them. Bonus, Hazard got a bonus point there. Decent. He's still, if you bought Hazard in after his recent bout of gout, no, of his recent bout of form, then good luck to you. You got a point. Final game. This one saved me. A shit week, was absolutely saved by West Brom 4, Burnley 0. I got 12 points from this game, which was about just under half of like my whole week.
Are you on the Rondon bandwagon?
No. Your man at the back. What's his name? What's his tits? Guy, man. You know the man, Guy. At the back, I don't know.
This guy? Phillips? No.
Just 6 points there. 6 points for your West Brom keeper.
Bang. Oh, I see.
That'll do. Yeah, so that was nice. That was really good. Yeah, clean sheet. Burnley, terrible. They looked terrible. I did see a bit of the game. Looked woeful.
Oh, really?
Big time. Big time, mate. So, yeah, that's your ins and outs. That's your back to front of the results from game week 12. Very quickly, we will do our league now, which you can still join if we had the pin. 4945-2085, I think. 4945-2085.
gaffatapes.com/join.
Yeah,
or just pin.
Oh, which one? I think it's joined.
I think either.
Either one. Yeah, we'll tell you for definite what it is in the next bit. But yeah, our top 10, about 1,300 teams in our league now, and our prestigious top 10. In at number 10, Sargentina, Chris Sargent. That's new.
It is.
Lovely name. Very simple.
Isn't that a newsreader, I think?
Chris Sargent?
Something Sargent. Someone with the name Sargent.
Oh, John Sargent. There was.
This is his brother.
About 40 years ago. Probably. Yeah, because there can only be two Sargents, I would have thought. Number 9, Blast from Lurkon.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter, yeah.
I thought you would have been hot on that.
Yeah.
We went...
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. Number 9, Blast from the Past, Steve Clift.
What a legend.
Yeah.
He's
Clifty's
proper...
mediocre 11... Back, I mean, he is, and we actually do have a little bit of correspondence later in the podcast from Steve Clift, but he is a listener from the very, very start. So, and I think we used to refer to him as Clift Pallet.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Big time. Number 8, ladies and gentlemen, hold the phone.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He's back in the top 10. It's Guy Hamilton. Oh, Guy. Oh, you're back. He was just out for 1 week. Bless his little heart. Everyone loves Guy Hamilton. Win a date with Guy Hamilton. His father has let him back in his house. Doesn't have to sleep in the garden anymore. He's got his family. He can now look his mother in the eye again, which is nice.
I googled Guy Hamilton.
Did you? That's weird.
Well,
not too much time on your hands, mate.
Because someone was asking me about him.
Mm.
And
who was?
It's to be revealed. And little known fact, he directed several James Bond films and is dead.
So the fact that he's in our top 10 is pretty special.
Exactly. And there's no possibility that I've got the wrong guy.
Definitely not. That's it. In at number 7, a non-mover, Santiago Bernabeu, CF, Mark Byrne. Number 6, down a little bit, BTSTU, Mitch Maynard. He was top of the bloody league. He was top of the bloody town. Number 5, Dynamo Torshov. Andres Toft, he's been a mainstay. As has number 4, Taking Letiz, Oliver Hazel. Number 3, PK Blinders, Gohar Neven. Number 2, a non-mover, NWR, trademark, Nisant Mohanan. And at top of the bloody league, once again, still, good Kante, Harry Strouts.
So,
Russell Strouts.
Somebody's dropped out of the top 10. Mm. There's always somebody whose name we can't read.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's handy.
So someone who's never got a mention,
yeah,
you've now fallen out of the league.
That's it. But, you know, we're seeing a couple of new people in there, but mainly the mainstays like Harry Strouts. I think we know who the monthly, you know, Manager of the Month award is not going to go to because we fucking forgot to send it. But, you know, good luck to him. Right, let's do our positions just before we tie up segment one. Craigo at the bottom. He has plummeted to new depths. Craig is 1,035th in our league. He's a 20-click wanker.
20-click? Well, I mean, I'm going to be there soon, but that is historic.
In case we have any new listeners, I don't know why we would, you know, wouldn't... Really? Oh, why would you have some new listeners? Why would there be more interest in you now? Craig, 20 clicks. Being a click wanker is how many times you have to click on the league to see the next page. So it brings you blocks of 50. Craig has to click 20 times on the league to reach his 1,035th place, which is terrible. Then second, Ash, 609th in the league, is a 12-click wanker, which means, ladies and gentlemen, there's a new daddy on G-Wing. Yes! I've been waiting all season to say it. There is a new daddy on G-Wing. Big T-Dog, Teapot, your classic tea bag, Big Tommy T-Bone Steak. He is 591st, 11-click wanker. I mean, there's a new daddy on G-Wing, mate. How do you feel about that, Ash?
Fuck my life.
Simple as that. I mean, I feel great. It's been...
2.5
it's
years.
It's the second best thing that's happened to me in the last 5 days. I'll tell you that. Then, some notable people from the league. Dominic Monaghan. Sir Dominic Monaghan, friend of the show, my best friend currently, is 642nd. So he's dropped. He's below you, Ash. Imagine that. I don't know what's gone on. See, what it is because he hasn't sent us a voice clip for a couple of weeks. So we haven't been able to answer his questions. He's probably still in that Canadian forest.
Yeah.
Probably scaling trees, looking at toads. And he's like, oh... I need to find me question. I need to find my phone to ask him questions. But I can't, because I'm what a G bastard. Something like that. And then in the second biggest feature on British radio, Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder in Successville is 1,000th in the league. 19-click wanker. That's flat 1,000.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I'd be pretty proud.
Anything below 1,000 is laughable, but, yeah. You know, 1,000th, that's fine. And then Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 481st, beating us all.
Look, at some point, yeah. I remember not being able to sit on my chair. I was laughing so hard about where Craig was.
Yeah.
Was that last season? I'm sure he was only about 200th at the time.
Yeah, but we had a few less.
Exactly. But I think the league's got so expanded now.
Yeah.
Now it's starting to seem like, if you're 900th in the league, it's not that bad.
It's not too bad, yeah.
If you're, yeah, 1,001th.
Yeah. I'd start looking at my wonth. Definitely not. I'd start looking at myself. But there we go. That is us. That is the league. We will be back in section 2 with your social media questions. We'll have emails later on. We'll have all your correspondence. And we're going to preview game week 13, which is coming up. We'll give you some tips.
Do you think I think we'll announce anything in the next half.
I think we might announce something, but I don't know what it might be.
I don't know.
So stay tuned if you haven't looked at a computer for the for the last 5 days. Thank you very much. And that is part one. And we'll be back in a moment with part two.
Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gabba Tapes podcast show with me, Ash Cansworth, you,
Tom Holmes,
Craig Hazel,
Jungle Bound.
In this section of the award winning...
Oh, well, let's bloody talk about it then, guys.
The elephant in the room.
Function room at Old Trafford, where we won a bloody award.
The award for the best podcast.
Best football podcast. I mean, officially, you're listening to... Could have said this at the start, would have been snappier. But no, we didn't want to just you know, jizz it all out there. We didn't want to jizz all over everyone at such an early stage. They're going to ask for the award back, aren't they? We won. We just bloody won.
We did.
Best football podcast, as voted for by a panel of judges. So, industry bloody experts.
Definitely.
Craig was watching the live feed. We were tweeting it and stuff, and... We couldn't do the Facebook Live as we had promised, but we put the link there to actually watch it on the Football Blogging Awards Live. A lot of people watching it. Our Twitter just went mad, like, and we're still sort of dealing with the aftermath now. It was incredible.
It was really good.
It was unreal.
You did pretty well at the speech. Not as good as the the award after us was won by the Anfield Rap.
Yeah, and they were amazing.
I'm pretty glad that we went.
It was the other way.
Shit, me. Like, people were crying and stuff.
The problem is, we're not going to dwell on it too much because people probably don't care. But it was the biggest room you've ever seen, and we were right in the back. And they kind of went, and the winner for best podcast is the Gaffer Tapes. I shit myself. I ran, right? I had to run so far because we were so far back that by the time I had, my trousers were too big for me, right? My trousers were like falling down. My shirt came out, right? And I'm running up there and they're going, are they here? Are they here? And I'm going, yeah, I'm here! Like that. Got up there and, I had a tiny little speech, or the idea of a speech. We're kind of talking about it during the day. We're like, I know we're not going to win, but imagine if we did, what should we say? And by the time I got up there, I was so flummoxed, I couldn't believe that we'd actually won. All the plans went out the window and I shouted FPL for life. So, I mean, that's
I do feel
pretty cool.
A little bit bad about that, because you said to me before, twice, I think. So, have you thought about what we're going to say if we win? It's pretty unlikely, but just in case.
Well, it's more than pretty unlikely. It was incredibly unlikely.
And I went, Tom, don't be a dick. We're not going to win. Yes. What's even the point? Why waste your life doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, aren't I a tit?
Exactly, yeah. I was going to do the Conor McGregor thing. I was going to say, you know, we've said a lot of things about other podcasts that have come out after us, and I just want to apologise for absolutely fucking nothing. We were chatting to them, the Football Daily lads, who were brilliant, by the way. Football Daily, fantastic. We were chatting to them afterwards, and I said, I wanted to say that. And they said that's what they were going to say if they won.
Yeah.
But they didn't win. We bloody did. So shout out to the Odds Bible and Sports Bible boys as well. We had a few beers with them and they were like cheering us. And they were like, they shook our hands and high-fived us when we won, which made us look cool by association.
Yeah.
But yeah, amazing. Absolutely amazing feeling. We won Best Football Podcast. So, you know.
It's really good. Like 2.5 years.
Two and a half years. Nothing. Well, I mean, literally 2 years ago, it was the three of us.
In our really expensive studio.
In our really expensive studio.
This section has been edited out.
Yeah. No, it's three of us recording the podcast on a phone, essentially. And now we're winning Best Podcast in the Country, beating The Sun newspaper, you know, famous comedians, bloody, what are they, QPR Fancast, Chelsea Fancast, all these massive accounts.
Yeah.
Bang. And so thank you very much. This is what we should have said. This is essentially the acceptance speech, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you very much. And most importantly, thanks to Craig. Felt incredibly bad that I didn't thank Craig. I felt like a bastard.
As we got up, I said, Tom, remember Craig? But he ran off so fast, he fucking just threw his trousers off.
I ripped my trousers off, put on a condom and just went, come on, FPL for life.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Highlight. So for anybody who didn't watch the stream,
There is a YouTube video. We'll tweet the link or put it on the... Oh, we can put the link on the website maybe or something.
One of the highlights of the show was definitely the... Do you call it the compere? The guy presenting the award? Was that a different thing?
He was essentially a compere, yeah.
One of the two guys, there was a lady doing it who I think does Manchester TV, Man City TV.
Oh, does she? Okay, yeah. And she was the one who screamed at me, tuck your shirt in, man. This is your moment.
And another guy who's a comedian, but I don't know who he was.
I don't know. Yeah.
And some guy from X Factor, Stevie Ritchie, sang...
This made national newspapers. He went up, and he sang You'll Never Walk Alone at Old Trafford.
And to be fair to him, when he first turned up in his bright white suit, everyone thought, what a dick.
What a bell end.
But then we spoke to him a bit and he seemed like a really nice guy. He was really nervous. It seemed like, I've just sort of turned up here, I've been asked to, or whatever. He got up and sang You'll Never Walk Alone. Obviously, half the people there were Liverpool fans, so we're cheering and crying.
Yeah.
And then when he got off the stage, the compere guy went, oh, thanks, you cunt.
I was like, what a cunt.
What Jesus
and Christ. then said it again.
Yeah.
So I called him cunt twice. Brilliant. So and, incredible.
What was the name of, what was the name of the guy on our table? Soccer Kid? Soccer Skills.
Yeah, they were up for the Techers Award or something.
Yeah, there was a really big YouTuber sat on our table. It was like a little kid. And, he's got his own channel. And so the security had to come and apologise.
Oh, did they? Is that what they did?
Yeah, because the guy kept swearing.
I miss that. That was when I knocked a drink over myself and got really annoyed, probably. But yeah, so that's it. That's just 5 minutes on the FBA. So we are officially the best football podcast in the country. So, deal with it.
So we're a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
So technically, even though I can barely speak, I've won a comedy award.
Yeah.
So
you can say that.
I'm just going to say that to everybody I ever fucking meet the rest of my life. Next time
I am a comedian.
I cannot wait till the next time I'm out and say something. And then someone's like, oh, I think you're a fucking comedian. And I go, no, mate, award winning.
Yeah, the award says I'm a comedian. Yeah. So we should carry around that with us a lot more. Anyway, so there we go. We won't be mentioning that ever again.
I hope no one mentions it in this segment.
Yeah. The segment known as Tweets for My Tweet.
Don't ask me.
You forgot what to say then.
I was just about to say something about awards. I couldn't think quick enough.
The FBA awards. So this is the section where we answer your tweets and your emails, all your social media questions. Ash, fire away.
FPL Jesus asks, is it time to think about our old friend Jermaine Colin Defoe again as a serious FPL option? His stats are terrific.
Yes. Obviously scored this weekend. His stats are decent. 11 points last game week, 12 before that, 7 before that, and he's still sitting at a rather humble 7.5 mil.
That's good.
On the FPL game. 17.5% picked. Ash just burped. It's an award-winning burp. Anything we do now is award-winning. 7.5 mil. Yeah, to be fair, man. I mean, if you've had Benteke as long as I have, he hasn't been fucking providing those sort of points. He hasn't been providing half those points. And they're about the same price. So, I fancy Jermaine.
Of course you do.
He's a little hobbit.
They've got some difficult fixtures coming up. But now, like we were saying, now they're playing the big man, little man rotation.
Yeah.
Either him or Achebe, was it?
Your man, yeah. One of the two, certainly.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the bigger of the two.
So they've got Liverpool next, then Leicester, Swansea. Yeah, so it's on and off. But, I mean, if they are going to get a goal, it's likely to come from Jermaine.
Yeah, you could definitely... if you've got five decent midfielders, three up front, you're probably not going to be able to play them all. So you could have him in rotation with one of your midfielders. Like if you've got Kapoue, you could swap him over depending on who's got the best fixture.
Deeth.
That's a solid plan.
Deeth.
Sorry?
Yeah. So, did you used to say that?
Deeth.
Deeth. I used to have a mate who had a lisp and he used to shorten decent to deeth. He used to go deeth. Yeah, that's deeth. I was only about 10. He's like, yeah, those Thika trainers are deeth. Like that, right? And then he left my school and I had to say goodbye to him. Like his dad was in the army or something. And I remember we walked down this underpass every day. And then I used to go off one way, he'd go off the other. And so I went, see you later. That's the last time I'm ever going to see you. And then we sort of walked our separate ways. And then when I got to the end of the underpass, I just went, Robin, because that was his name. I went, Robin, that was deeth, right? And he went, what? That was deeth. And he went, what? And he came back and we had to meet up back in the middle. And I went, I just said that was deeth. And he went, all right, see you later. I just had to leave. Oh, it was the most awkward thing. I thought it was like something off a movie. I was like, hey, Robin. And he just turned around slowly and I just went, Now that was Deeth. Anyway, mental. Absolutely mental. So yeah, I hope that answers your question, FBL Jesus. Right, we've got another tweet from Dan Thompson 7. He said, thoughts on Gerrard and Lampard? The MLS got rid. What would you value them FPL-wise if they were to return to the Prem? Well, it wasn't that long ago that they were both still relevant, really. Let's be honest. Lampard, particularly, was always a decent FPL pick.
Yeah. Yeah, get rid.
Do you think? I don't think
either of them ever would.
Get rid. What? You can't say get rid to that because they're not here.
Exactly. When they do turn up, get rid. When... When they do turn up, wouldn't it be really good if we played them both together in midfield for England?
Yeah.
For 10 years, even though they're shit.
Not a fan?
I don't know. Yeah, like you say, like Lampard, I don't know, maybe go somewhere and do something?
I think he could. I think maybe Lampard more than Gerrard, potentially. But then, I mean, you could... Stoke could have him.
To be fair, like...
West Brom would have him.
Any of the teams not... in the top four spot, I think they'd still probably...
I think they still would, yeah. Like, I mean, how much... And I don't think that their wages would be mental because they're both proper... I mean, Gerrard particularly is a fucking massive fan of the game. I think they'd still both do it for 70 grand a week.
I don't know, 60. I think they'd still reckon...
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you reckon it'd be mental?
Because they could still go... Because I reckon they could still probably go to China
Rather? I mean, other than Graziano Pella... Who wants to play football in China? Apart from probably like several million Chinese people, you know.
But they've already gone to America, so they've already said like, oh, fuck real football.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But then I just assume they only went there because they kind of couldn't get top flight football. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. So yeah, how much do you reckon they'd be? I reckon they'd both sit at about 7.5 mil.
Yeah, maybe that's... I guess, yeah, they'd be overvalued. Basically, if they come, they're going to be overvalued. Whoever picks the prices, it's going to be...
Yeah.
Nostalgic.
Okay, don't. Yeah. Do you want to read that next one, Ash?
Is this a new tweeter?
No, I think he has possibly tweeted before. I think I referred to the previous tweeter, Dan Thompson, as a new tweeter once, and he tweeted me back and went, I've tweeted you about 10 times over like 2 years. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so returning classic old tweeter, RCD?
Yeah, you and RCD. He's tweeted us before, definitely, yeah.
He says, is Yaya Toure a realistic option now? Or is it too soon?
I'm going to say too soon. Well, how much is he?
An amount.
Click. Oh, he's not on that one. That's your team.
Yeah.
You haven't got bloody Yaya Toure. He's overpriced. I think it might just be a one-off. I don't think he's suddenly going to get Guardiola's vote of confidence now, is he? What do you think? To be fair, fucking hell, I thought it'd be more than that. He's only 7.6. But he has not scored any points.
He's not played.
Fuck me, that literally is the first time he's played.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I did not know that. Okay, mad.
So, it's too soon, isn't it? You don't know if
he's played. Wow, okay, yeah, you don't know. But I tell you what, if he does get a game, even if he gets 75 minutes at the next game, stick him in. Because at 7.6, I mean, surely.
But then why was...
Is Guardiola... Yeah, why was... Maybe they've sorted out their differences. Why would you play him if you hadn't?
But then again, Gundogan's so much... is so good value. But then Gundogan. He's only... in one game...
He scored Yaya 85 Torre's, million goals. Yeah, I know.
In one game, Yaya Toure scored half the points that Gundogan did all season.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
Yeah, and he's a bit more of a... Yeah, potential for not playing, maybe play. Yeah, do you know what? I'd keep a very close eye on Yaya Toure because you obviously don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but if him and Guardiola have sorted out their differences, if they had any, I don't know if they did, but yeah, I'd keep an eye on it. I think if he gets even half a game, it might be worth sticking in for 7.6. It's not a lot.
So what we're saying is do what we should have done. Check the news to see if he's likely to play. If he is playing,
yeah,
tweet us, then we'll know. And then put him in your team.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sounds fair. Sounds fair and not complicated at all. Why not? We got many, many tweets, but I wanted to read this out because it is from the one and only Guy Hamilton. Win a date with Guy Hamilton. And because he also starts it with congratulations on the award, by the way, chaps. Also, hang fire on getting Hazard this week, or is hang fire even a thing?
It's definitely not a thing.
Hang nail.
Yeah.
Hang the nail in the coffin.
Hang the
dog. Every dog has a silver lining.
Yes.
Hang, yeah. Hazard, no, I still think it's decent. I still think, you know, he's still got bonus points this week, even though he didn't perform, didn't get a goal or an assist. I mean, what, 19 points, 14 points previous to that. I still think it's decent, although...
Yeah, I'm not sure now because fixtures. Yeah, Spurs and City.
So that's what he's asking. Hang fire because of that. Hang nail. Hang the bishop because of the Spurs game next week, or this upcoming week, sorry, and then City away after that. Maybe hold fire to a couple of game weeks, because after that they've got decent fixtures: West Brom, Sunderland, Palace, Bournemouth, Stoke in a row. Holy balls! And that's till the end of the year. Yeah, fuck. I'd probably jump on that shit. Yeah, leave it a couple of weeks maybe, because a lot of people may get rid if they're not looking at fixtures. In depth, and like future fixtures upcoming, a lot of people might get rid, then his price will drop.
That's true, yeah, because how do you feel about that?
Yeah, he's gone up a pip.
So maybe it'll come back down. There aren't that many teams with a load of clear fixtures, actually. So apart from Liverpool, who are really, what do you call it? Like, the results are pretty sporadic.
Sporadic, yeah.
It's, hold the phone. It's Guy Hamilton's Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Guy H1994.
Fucking hell, he's born in the 90s.
How the fuck has he directed goodness. Two and died?
And he's like 22 or something. 1994, he is the same age as the sitcom Friends.
That is 1994, he's not even that young then. We're just fucking super old.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
1994, I was gonna thought you were gonna say he was like 12.
No.
He's 20s, so he's not young.
But just when you hear someone born in the 90s, you think, we had this when Chuck was on, just think, oh fucking hell.
Yeah.
Bloody idiots. No, good luck. We love Guy Hamilton.
Yeah.
Calling him an idiot because he's born in the 90s. So I'm so sorry. Yeah, so I think maybe wait a couple of weeks, his price will go down, and then they've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 really, really strong games. So yeah, give it a go. Last tweet we'll do, because we've got about 15 emails, but we won't read them all. Joe Bloom, Bloomed, tweeted us saying, is Sigurdsson a good pick this game week? And who to drop Lukaku for? And congrats, but don't let the award go to your head, big boys. And then a winky face. Too late, it has. I now ride a skateboard to work. So Sigurdsson this week has got Palace. So yeah, and if he's on penalties as well, decent.
Yeah, shout. Yeah. He always is.
I think he is. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter who they're playing because they got penalties.
And the who to drop Lukaku for me, I wouldn't drop him. He's been a mainstay in my team. But if you were to, Giroud, man, Arsenal's fixtures are incredible coming up, and he's coming off the bench and scoring. If he starts, because Sanchez may not play. This is a Tommy exclusive. Sanchez may not play next game week apparently. So if he doesn't, who's going to be up front? Giroud. He's going to be starting. That's a brace. That's an absolute brace, and that's Deith. So he's got a brace in him. He's absolutely got the brace in him. So yeah, I think go for that. Yeah, but you know, that's just me.
That's a surprise shock pick.
What, that an Arsenal fan would pick Giroud? Yeah, don't pick Welbeck though. Always the same. So let's read a couple of emails and then we'll finish this segment off and then come back for the third segment where we'll preview the next game week. But
is there a jingle for this?
There isn't jingle for emails really.
Did we not have one ever?
No, I don't think so.
Good.
Excellent.
Better that way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, we didn't have proper jingles and we won a bloody award, so.
Yeah. They should have, when we won the award, we should have known we were going to win and then given the Gaffer Tapes theme to play when we won it.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah.
We could have run up to the stage, high-fived everybody, which we did. Disregard what we said earlier. Actually, when we won, we were fucking cool and sophisticated.
Yeah, we were really cool.
High-fived all the way up there.
I had a baseball cap on backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the commentators said that was Deese.
Yeah, and I did that thing that what do you call it, that Ali G does, where he goes watcha like that, and everyone went bloody hell, that's current.
Wow, that's so relevant.
Yeah, so there we go. So what? Let's read an email quickly. Right, we got an email from the aforementioned Steve Clift, aka Clift Pallet, the White Clift of Dover. He said, dear Craig, Tom and Ash, a little bit annoyed that you put Craig's name first when Craig hasn't been here for about 3 weeks. he said, massive congratulations on your richly deserved award at last week's Football Blogging Awards. Thanks, Clifty. When I became a bus wanker 3 years ago, I only downloaded one podcast initially, brackets Talk Sports Press Pass, close brackets, as the novelty of the Metro newspaper was alarmingly pleasant. But once I came to my senses, I soon subscribed to both the sublime and the ridiculous iTunes had to offer. As some podcasts were ditched after one listen, and some only listened to on alternate weeks. This is running to ground, isn't it? There has been one podcast that has always been the essential listen, week in, week out, that has consistently delivered sublime ridiculousness. I am pleased your hard work and commitment to FPL has been recognised. Best wishes, Steve Clift.
Legend. Although he didn't actually say he was specifically talking about our podcast, I've just realised.
No. I realised that as I was reading it. I think that's why I ran to ground. I was just thinking at some point he's going to go, and I listen to... I'm trying to think of another podcast, but I don't want to give him a shout out. No, thanks, Clifters. Thanks, Cliffy.
So, is ran to ground an actual thing?
Ran to ground, yeah. If you run to ground, oh, it's running to ground, mate. It's running to bloody ground. But yeah. So we also got an email from Martin Stewart, who is a new emailer, someone who's new to contacting us, and it is a very long email. But we sort of read it and we got a gist of it, and I wanted to put it to a little bit of music. How do you feel about that?
Oh shit! Wow,
I've prepared some music.
I'm not sure how this is going to work
because it's quite a okay. Hello, gents. First off, congrats to creating a award-winning podcast. It does an excellent job of filling 90 minutes during our travels, and I can genuinely say it's made me laugh at least twice. I'm winning on behalf of a friend. He actually said I'm writing on behalf of a friend.
You fucked it.
I fucked it, yeah. Okay, we'll leave that then. He said, no, this is not a friend, that's me, but an actual friend who is having a terrible time. He's losing FPL to his wife. That was like the music. That was like, Simon Bates, our tune. It's like a sad thing. Basically, he says that his friend, inverted commas, is a very respectable 114th three-click wanker, and they're called Chelsea Harbour. Basically, he's 35 points behind his wife, Cramlington FC, 29th place. Wow, so so his wife is 29th place in our league, and a one-click wanker. If you're 29th, you're a little Johnny No-Clicks, mate. Learn your bloody click. I literally created a click wanker. I just realised he's had his headphones in the whole time and didn't need them. I created a spreadsheet that explained the click wanker thing. So he's getting further and further behind each week. So he basically asks us, he also says actually that the husband tries to claim secret sausage status on his wife's team, but she's having none of it. So he wants us to do a new segment, Kramer versus Kramer, where we mention where they are each week, and we can either get behind the wife or the husband. So he closes by saying, a mention on the show would be great if possible, gents. A segment would truly pay due attention to the travesty a lot of us lads face in life. You guys would surely know all about this. Getting beat, brackets off, by your missus. Well, you've cheapened it there. I'm glad I took the music off. When it's good, it's great. But when it's in full view of the public, it's just awkward. Anyway, lads, thanks for reading. Love the show and all the best. Martin Stewart, brackets, Ibra Cadabra. He's a 14-click wanker, he tells us at the end. Lovely. So we'll do that. We'll keep an eye out.
We might.
We might. We might. We might fucking not, mate.
Well, no, sure, we intend to.
We intend to, absolutely.
That's the thing. There's probably a good 70% of things that are really good ideas that by the next episode we've completed.
Yeah, I know. We had that thing. Someone emailed us and went, you should do a Would You Rather every week. And we haven't done that.
Basically,
I'll,
we forget
I'll
about
try and remember when I put the...
We're lucky we remember to talk about the... Well, we barely do.
Football.
The actual football.
Yeah, I know. And finally, for this bit, it wouldn't be a Gaffer Tapes podcast show without a mental email of the week. Oh, bloody hell, that's mental! That's Craig's jingle there. Right. From James Doncaster, as always, he says, lads holiday. No, award-winning lads holiday. Proud of you chaps for your FBA triumph. I'm just watching Monday Night Football as West Bromwich race to an early 2-0 lead. Has someone left the heat on? Because I'm taking the brunt of it and I'm not keen. Can we foster good relations? Because there's Morrison to like me than meets the Ibe. That's all, Volks. That was intense. That was intense. Good lad. I've had a good day at work. Really productive. in accordance with most FPL managers, I had a difficult game week 12. The team taking time off to gel. as after the international break. I fail to wallow with my score struggling to reach the 30-point mark. I shall not be defeated. Brackets West Brom 3-0. So it's kind of like a live update, except it was yesterday. And then he says, an actual question, what is your best live football experience? Mine came at Selhurst Park as Nottingham Forest scored late to triumph over Wimbledon 3-2. No one cares about me because I'm not award winning. I did win a football competition, actually, with Western Favelle 32nd Cubs troop. I scored the second in a 2-0 finale. Yours affectionately, Kiss. Oh, what's your favourite footballing moment? Live footballing experience?
Ash? I'll give you top three.
Okay, excellent, because we haven't overrun at all. So give me your top 20.
The last, in fairness, the last episode was an hour and 40.
Yeah, so. That is true. Yeah.
Okay, the best one.
Yeah.
Of all time. I mentioned it before. Mm-hmm. The best thing that's ever happened in football.
Okay.
West Ham score 64th minute FA Cup final.
Oh, the Konchesky.
Konchesky.
Yes.
Definitely not a pass. A shot from the halfway line.
That's right. I was in a... It wasn't from the bloody halfway line. Beckham, like the corner flag.
Beckham-esque halfway line corner flag. If you're at the edge of the halfway line.
I was working at a pub when that happened, I remember. Yeah.
And he took a shirt off, ran around celebrating because it was the best thing that's happened in football.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
So that.
Yeah.
Then two other things that are mere specks in the history of time comparatively.
Okay.
When Gascoigne scored that goal for England.
Against Scotland, the dentist chair celebration.
That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But I think people...
Were you there live?
No.
Because that's the question.
I don't give a shit what the question is.
Okay. Just answering our own questions. About that things... we won in the war.
Yeah, exactly. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this recently. Quite a lot of people are too young. Like Guy Hamilton.
Probably he would have been two when that happened. That was
yeah, exactly.
He
won't remember yeah. it.
He won't remember anything.
When that happened, when England actually sort of did semi-well in Italian 90, people were actually like wanted to watch England play.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I was well into fucking national football then, 96, 98. Oh.
That was literally a long time ago.
Yeah,
it 20 was. 20 years ago. And.
Finally.
The third best one.
Yeah.
Right. One day I was at Old Trafford and I was sat in the crowd.
Yeah.
And there was a small boy and he'd sort of won some sort of football competition.
Yeah.
And he was on the halfway line with Lee Sharp.
I was thinking, what the fuck you got?
You never know what's happened. Right.
Go on. Lee Sharp's no, taking, we're not getting in this again. We're making a come along.
He's taking a shot from this corner, from the centre spot. It's gone in the top corner. It's only at half time of the game. And the little kids turned around. And luckily there was a guy with a microphone so we could all hear it. And he said, what do you think about that? It's a little kid. When? Now that was goal of the month.
Amazing. And if you are a new listener, I apologise. That was incredibly meta.
They wouldn't know that isn't what happened, would you?
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Doesn't sound overly likely. For me, very simply, I've watched Henri score a goal, which was pretty special, just to experience it. I've seen Cantona score. I've seen Giggs score, you know, prime. So Milligan, Cleese, Everett, all of them. They're all there. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I've seen some of the greats play. Really have, live.
So your one moment is...
No. I watched Henri when he came back to Arsenal.
Okay.
I saw him score like a 90th minute goal. So like 4 or 5 years ago. And then, yeah, Cantona, I was actually at Selhurst Park, actually, years ago, when Wimbledon used to play there as well.
Yeah.
A little thanks for you. Yeah, watched Cantona score a penalty. And you could actually see me on Match of the Day because I was literally right behind the goal. I had my little glasses on and curly hair, really chubby. You should get bullied a lot. Seen some of the great score. I think Giggs scored in that game, didn't I?
Oh, wait.
God.
No, I've got another rabbit hole. And Craig's not here to pull us back. I'll tell you an amazing thing I saw once.
Okay.
Teddy Sheringham, playing for West Ham.
Yeah.
His first ever game, pre-season friendly. His first minute on the pitch.
Mm.
He walks on and they're doing that thing where players, where they roll the ball to you from like the player, the coach stands about the penalty spot. Rolls it back and then you take a shot. His first ever kick as a West Ham player. I'm doing the actions in the studio.
Yeah.
Works a lot on the podcast. So he rolls the ball back. It comes, the crowd are ready, they're cheering. He fucking lashes it at about a million miles an hour. Completely misses the goal, but the ball's like on fire, it's going so fast.
Yeah.
And there's a little kid in a brand new Sheringham shirt with a whole stack of papers ready to get signed. It fucking clears his clock, like, bam, smash, right? The kid flew back, but you know, because he's behind the hoarding and the seats, he just disappeared from view, and all the papers went, poof, up in the air.
Celebration!
It looked like he'd evaporated.
Evaporated into tiny pieces of paper. Amazing.
Sounds good. That's my fourth highlight.
That's the fourth highlight. Wow. And come back in part three where the other 16 of Ash's highlights, including people getting injured and disabled people falling over at live events. But yeah, no, that concludes the social segment. And we will be back in segment three to preview game week 13, the upcoming fixtures. So thank you very much. And we will see you in a minute.
To the award-winning fantasy football podcast, The Gaffer Tapes, with Ash, Tom, and not Craig, because he's fucked off to the jungle still.
Still.
At this section / segment, we're going to look through the game weeks. There's no quiz. Shut up about it.
Yeah, I think about the quiz. Do you know what I think? I think as quiz master, I think I am going to award you a point in the quiz, because I was thinking about this. Craig's not here, so it's like he's going, you know, I'm not going to defend my... So I think it's currently 6-3. I'm gonna bump up to 6-4. How do you feel about that?
I think that's rightfully so, because I think next year, if we don't turn up to the FBAs, let's just give it to someone else.
Yeah.
Next year, just someone else can have it.
We just won't
defend our title.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. Craig isn't here.
Yeah, I think that, because he's not going to be here, and he's not going to be here next week, so we know that much, because he is very busy out there. So, yeah, 6-4. I've done it. Simple as that. You know, that's what's happening, the quiz wizard.
He will get a bit salty about it, though, won't he?
He will.
So, let's make it fair. Mm. Okay, straight down the line.
Go on.
Craig, if you disagree, just say now. Just say, just like right now, if you're just...
Right now,
If just... If you don't...
Nothing.
No.
Okay. Nothing. Okay, so, he doesn't yet.
Yeah. Fair
warning. We'll keep it that then. 6-4. So, yeah, no quiz this week. There usually is, for any new listeners, there usually is a quiz.
It's normally... If you're a brand new listener, we normally have an amazing quiz.
Just incredible questions. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
It's the highlight of everyone's week.
It always makes sense.
No conjecture, no rubbish, no stupid fucking pointless answers. Don't make sense.
Basically, one of the reasons we won an award recently...
Well, I didn't want to say, but so first year, I mean, we didn't even get an FBA. Craig was doing the quiz. It was me versus you. We didn't even get an FBA nomination. Last year, you were doing the quiz. Because we got the FBA nomination last year. You were doing it, hosting the quiz. This year, I'm hosting the quiz. We win a fucking FBA. So
there is definitely some correlation.
Yeah.
Although, we won the Judges Award. So they were... Yeah. Judging us based on the last thing they heard. And I think the last thing they heard before we did the podcast was actually my brief. It was only short, so it might have passed them by. My brief 25-minute long Lee Sharp anecdote.
We'll see Dominic Monaghan from Lord of the Bloody Rings. He actually said he wants 7% commission on our award, because he's obviously thinking that... Because the week before that, he was on as a guest. So... There's a lot of battling it out.
That, to be fair, that is true, because I'm ashamed to admit it.
Mm.
I actually stole the Lee Sharp anecdote. There was actually someone else.
Really?
Someone else who's really important to the podcast.
Yeah.
Who, you know, really makes it what it is. That it's really a story from them.
Yeah.
So, Don, sorry I stole your Lee Sharp anecdote.
Yeah. Well, no one's taken that from me. It's my bloody Lee Sharp anecdote. And you can hear it on every season finale of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football podcast. But yeah, so let's bloody stop going on about the award and game week 13 preview. First game, early kickoff on the Saturday, Burnley versus City. That's got City all over it, hasn't it?
It's got boring all over it.
It's got Aguero all over it.
That's going to be 19-0.
19-0. Prediction.
Well, man, City are just so... What's going on with them? They just can't do anything.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're not looking convincing, are they?
No, I
don't. 2-1, 1-0s.
Yeah, and I know Burnley got rolled over the other night, but they don't normally get spanked, do they?
I don't see
them as getting like rolled.
Yeah, but to be fair, they're coming off a bit of a beating. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you've got Aguero, you're going to captain him, aren't you?
Yeah.
In that fixture. Hull West Brom, exciting fixture there. West Brom coming off a big win, though.
Oh, it's just
No. I mean, a lot of people have got West Brom defenders.
So, yeah, anybody not on the Rondon bandwagon?
Yeah, maybe get on the Rondon.
Yeah.
Yeah, get on the Rondon shit. Leicester versus Middlesbrough.
1-0 Leicester.
Yeah.
All fucking...
Mahrez or Vardy.
Mahrez penalty, 1-0 Leicester.
You reckon?
All day long.
Okay, you heard it here first. Now, could be the big point scorer of the week, Liverpool-Sunderland.
It's either going to be...
At home, it's at Anfield.
It's either going to be 3-1 Liverpool with Defoe getting a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Or another epic 0-0, isn't it?
Another... Really a 0-0? No. I think if you've got Coutinho or Firmino... Coutinho or Firmino, I reckon, yeah, captain's armband. I'm probably going to go Coutinho armband on that one, maybe.
This might be out there as a theory.
Yeah.
But both their badges are red.
Okay.
And when Liverpool played Southampton, both their badges were red, and that was really boring.
Ah, okay. I think we've rumbled this. I think we've got to the core of the... like we've unravelled the matrix there. That's how that works. Yes, Swansea, Palace, Sigurdsson.
Bam, Sigurdsson in. Benteke.
Palace have been crap, and away from home, I don't think they've won this season, have they? I might be wrong. Don't think they've won away from home. They got like that. I saw a stat on Twitter today, something like their form is worse than any club in the four leagues below or something like that.
Oh, wow, really?
And I'm assuming it was away.
Yeah.
I think maybe you can let us know if that is a stat. But yeah, no, Sigurdsson, if you got him, great shout, I think, there in the Palace game. Chelsea Spurs, interesting game. That'd be a good game. That's the late kickoff on the Saturday. What are we thinking there? I think that'd be interesting. I think that, because Spurs have looked solid. Fancy maybe a 2-1 Chelsea, possibly.
I think you're right. Yeah, Chelsea aren't, Spurs aren't on the best run.
Spurs have been getting a lot of late goals.
Oh, aren't they? Oh,
they should be playing tonight, actually. Hopefully getting booted out of the Champions League.
Ah, when...
The slags.
I'm sure when they equalised to make it 2-2 against West Ham, I'm sure they said that it was like their fifth draw in a row until they scored and won it.
I never know whether to believe your stats now.
Yeah, I do make most of them up.
Yeah.
But that's
you didn't make up the one about, who was it, scored 1 million goals. And that was pretty that solid, was it?
Actually, I'm picking teams by... fixtures by their colours.
Yeah, by the colour of the badge.
And winning that. Stuff like that is how you win awards and finish in the top 100 of the league in the world.
Yes, that's true. Yes, yeah, and any new listeners, if you are still listening, can't imagine you would be. But yeah, Ash did finish in the top, what, 80?
83rd. In the world.
In the world 1 year in Fantasy Premier League. That's why he's here. And to point out things like they've got the same colour badge, which sort of, our next fixture, the first fixture on Sunday, Watford, Stoke, they've both got a little bit red in their badge, anything there?
No, it doesn't apply.
I've got a secret sausage team who I will be captaining Deeney. Now, he's been poor, he hasn't done a lot, but that's the point of the secret sausage, isn't it?
Ooh.
The differential picks. Deeney, captain against at home to Stoke, or Kapu if you've got him. That could be a really good differential shout.
No, it won't be, because he's in everyone's team. Kapu isn't a differential.
Yeah, but Kapu is and no, yeah, but no one's going to captain Kapu.
Yeah, but it doesn't, that's not,
and to be fair, a lot of people just leave him on the bench.
No, that is cool. If you're going to go for differential nonsense,
yeah,
pick someone who's not in anyone's team. Like, don't just
Danny Welbeck.
Yeah, exactly.
Get him in. Right, Arsenal, Bournemouth. My tip for the week, Tommy's tip, is Olivier Giroud. Now, we always pick one tip. I fancy him now, especially with the lovely haircut. No, especially with his new beard. No. Especially with Sanchez potentially being out. Yes, I think he's going to get more minutes than he usually does, because he does always come off the bench, doesn't he? But, yeah. I fancy Arsenal versus Bournemouth. I fancy that is at the Emirates. I fancy Giroud. That's Tommy's tip.
That is, it's one I wanted to talk about before, where their playing style, actually Bournemouth's playing style, helps Arsenal, doesn't it?
Yeah,
because they're going to want to go and play, and then that's what Arsenal like.
Exactly,
soft.
And we're just going to knock it around them.
Yeah,
they're going to get dizzy. United, West Ham.
Fuck my life.
Yeah, you're worried. Ibrahimovic is back. I think you said off air when we were looking at the fixtures, you went, he's going to absolutely dick us. Or something similar.
Yeah, basically, I can't see any way around it. I think maybe, I guess we're not terrible away from home. We're good at the counter-attack, so we might score. But I mean, I honestly can't see Mata not crossing it in and Aguero getting a goal. Okay. Which would be fucking well impressive if he's just Aguero.
Aguero, yeah. Aguero just runs on and goes, just while I'm here, lads. I'm quite local, so I just thought I'd pop on and just score a header.
That's how,
is that allowed?
That's how optimistic I am about it. Ibrahimovic, obviously.
Okie doke. Yes, and then the last game, Southampton-Everton. Charlie Austin?
Oh.
He has been on a decent role. Who's your tip for the week anyway, sorry? I haven't asked.
Oh, anybody that plays for Man United that isn't Martial.
Okay.
So...
Broad.
Yeah, whoever you got. Yeah.
Okay, Mata. I think we can say Mata. Good price, and he's their second high scorer, just behind Ibrahimovic by like 9 points.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say that. We'll pretend you said that. Southampton, Everton. Yeah, maybe young Charlie Austin there. Looks busy, nearly scored at the weekend, I believe, potentially. Yeah, looked good. And yeah, Everton defence, a little bit ropey. But Lukaku, could fancy Lukaku for a goal there. He's always decent for a goal every couple of games, I would say. Yes, and that's it. So, yeah, tips for next week, Giroud and any Man United player, past or present. Paul Parker, if you fancy.
Except Paul Marshall.
And Steve Bruce.
So, he's obviously going to score Omega. Yeah. Oh, especially double point, triple captain Lee Sharp.
Triple Captain Lee Sharp, you heard it here first. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. That's our first podcast as... award winners.
It is. So if you've listened to all of this,
mm-hmm.
and you are a new listener, we do the Craig guy who we keep mentioning.
Yeah, lovely Craig.
Is the normal host of the podcast. It's less meandering and mental normally.
Yeah. Say that at the start. Because that's why I'm still listening.
I know, that's what I thought we should have said. So we normally got a guy.
Do a little Tommy disclaimer at the start.
Yeah. But he's a famous fucking TV celebrity.
Yeah,
he's doing I'm a Celebrity in the Jungle.
Yes, he's brilliant. And thank you, Craig, for everything. And I'm sorry I gave Ash an extra point, but you know, that's just the way it is. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Get involved with us during the week. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Email us info at the Gaffer Tapes. We're getting so many emails now. Yeah, email us info at the Gaffer Tapes. Tweet us. Tweet us your balls, hashtag balls, which is your teams. We want to see your teams. And the earlier you tweet us your team, your finalised team, then the bigger your balls. So hashtag balls, that usually gets trending on Twitter on a sort of like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And you can also join our mini league. Here is the pin. I was right. It was 4945-2085. Come and join the likes of Dominic Monaghan from Lord of the Rings, Tom Davis from Murder and Successville, and Tom Davis not from Murder and Successville. Come over and just get involved. And thanks to the FBAs and all the judges and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty much it, Ash. So say goodbye.
Get rid.
Absolutely get rid. So thank you very much. And goodbye.